From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Inequality in a globalized economy is one of the greatest challenges now facing democracies worldwide. That's according to U.S. President Barack Obama Wednesday in a speech closing the Greek leg of his European farewell tour.
Open democratic societies can deliver more prosperity because when people are free to think for themselves and share ideas and discover and create, the young people who are here, what they're able to do through the internet and technology, that's when innovation is unleashed, when economies truly flourish.
President Obama wraps up his Greek leg of a farewell European trip before heading to Berlin. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, meanwhile, highlighted the urgency of addressing climate change and the importance of continued ambitious climate action around the world at the COP22 in Marrakesh, Morocco.
The agreement calls on the parties to revisit their national pledges every 5 years in order to ensure that we keep pace with the technology and that we accelerate the global transition to a clean energy economy. This process, a cornerstone of our agreement, gives us a framework that is built to last and a degree of global accountability that has never before existed.
Mr. Kerry's speech comes after his office announced on Twitter that he had met with partners from the world's major economies to discuss shared work for action on the climate, as well as implement the historic Paris Agreement. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, no country is shifting from dirty to clean energy fast enough to hold global warming below 2 degrees Celsius. That's according to the Climate Change Performance Index of 2017, released Wednesday. The index is a ranking of 58 nations responsible for 90% of energy-related CO2 emissions. The report comes as over 360, mostly American companies and investors, released an open letter at the high-level UN climate talks in Marrakesh, calling on U.S. President-elect Donald Trump to back continued U.S. participation in the Paris Agreement needed to keep the global temperature rise below 2 degrees Celsius. The president-elect Trump has called global warming a hoax and said he would cancel the agreement. A suicide bomber on foot struck a government vehicle in Kabul Wednesday, killing at least 6 people and wounding 10 others, according to officials, is an attack claimed by the Islamic State group. The Kremlin said Wednesday that a moratorium on Russian airstrikes against targets in Aleppo remained in place for the time being. It comes a day after the Russian military said it had not bombed a Syrian city for 28 days. However, Syrian government and Russian warplanes pounded rebel-held parts of northern Syria Wednesday, including Aleppo. That renewed bombardment has killed at least 20 people in Aleppo alone. The bombing has sparked anger from the United States and the United Nations. Food rations were all but exhausted in Aleppo after months of the siege. The United Nations agencies warn that food shortages in Syria are growing as production hit a record low. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN agencies blamed the deteriorating food situation in Syria on widespread insecurity and unfavorable weather conditions in parts of the country. Those factors, they say, are preventing farmers from accessing their land and making it difficult for them to earn a living. They warn rising prices and a lack of fertilizer and seeds may force many farmers to abandon their land unless they receive immediate help. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Fresh testimony Wednesday from survivors of a deadly shipwreck in the Mediterranean raised the likely death toll for the past 48 hours to 240 people, confirming the fears of rescuers who had warned that dozens had probably died. The new tally is based on information gathered by the UN Refugee Agency from 15 survivors who had some 135 people had drowned or lost when the dinghy sank on Monday. Pakistan has ordered the deportation of 130 teachers affiliated with the alleged mastermind of the attempted coup in Turkey, according to officials Wednesday. It comes as the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, was due to arrive for a visit. More details on this and more at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.